bone. Did you get your middle name from your grandma? When you think about you forever now, do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me what are you dreaming? Everything I wanna know it all. Let's spend 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweetheart of yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. If it's 10,000 hours or the rest of my life, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. Ooh, want the good and the bad, everything in between. Ooh, gotta cure my curiosity. Oh yeah, that's been 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it
Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Sub-zero temperatures today in Iowa are going to make this the coldest Iowa caucus day on record. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has invested heavily in Iowa. In his final campaign event Sunday in Ankeny, he said it's time to do something.
You don't just got to sit around and throw your shoe at the TV screen and get upset and frustrated for everything that's gone. You actually have the power in your hands to do something about it on Monday night.
But the final polls in Iowa show former President Donald Trump with a sizable lead over DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and Vivek Ramaswamy. Today's NFL playoff game is set to go forward in Buffalo, postponed by a day because of blizzard conditions in western New York. Freezing weather across the country has seen utility operators in Texas ask people to conserve power use because of record demand. Authorities in Israel say two men have been arrested after a car drove into a crowd of people in Tel Aviv. One person was killed. This is ABC News. The DA in Georgia, bringing state election fraud case charges against former President Trump, is now speaking publicly about accusations that she's romantically linked to an attorney she had hired for the case. Fannie Willis speaking to a church service Sunday in Atlanta.
There are many people here, many of them her supporters, who wanted to hear her deny one of the biggest allegations against her, that she was allegedly in a relationship with one of the special prosecutors she hired to work the case against the former president. In her comments, she did not confirm or deny any of that.
That's ABC Steve Osunsami in Atlanta. Willis, who is black, says racism is at the heart of the allegation. A volcanic eruption is threatening an Icelandic town for the second time in a month. One house is burned, and there's a new Miss America, Madison Marsh, representing Colorado, also a second lieutenant in the Air Force. She is the first ever active duty military member to win Miss America. Brian Clark, ABC News.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A Dane County judge ruled Friday Wisconsin Elections Administrator Megan Wolf is legally holding her position, that the Wisconsin Elections Commission is under no obligation to appoint a new administrator. The bipartisan commission deadlocked in June on a vote to reappoint Wolf. 5 years ago last Wednesday, teenager Jamie Kloss escaped captivity and rescued herself from a kidnapping after her parents were murdered in her rural Barron home in October of 2018. The kidnapper, Jake Patterson's now serving life in prison. Kloss has graduated high school. She's attending college. For a second year, individuals and groups are asked to send Valentines to the veterans' homes at Chippewa Falls, King, and Union Grove. Last year, about 24,000 Valentines were sent to the residents of those facilities. The Department of Veterans Affairs asked the Valentines be in the mail by January 31st. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Hey, Fleet Rewards members, save 10% now through Wednesday at Fleet Farm. No rebates, no waiting, no mail-in forms or receipts. The added 10% savings coupon is for all Fleet Rewards members, in-store and online. Not a member? Sign up in minutes to get your additional discount. Forget stamps or waiting for rebates. Enjoy 10% savings now through the 17th. And thanks for shopping Fleet Farm. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, did you hear Sandy was diagnosed with lung cancer?
I did, but she doesn't even smoke.
Her doctor said that radon can cause lung cancer. In fact, it's the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers.
Radon?
It's a gas with no color or smell. It's been found in homes across Wisconsin.
Can you test for that?
You can test it yourself or hire a contractor. Just visit lowradon.org for details.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a wind chill advisory in effect. The wind chill pushing minus 30 today, basically tonight and tomorrow as well. Today, high of only one above. It'll be mostly sunny. Tonight, six below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and slightly warmer with a high near six above. Need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's nine below.
My heart right out my chest, girl. Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Joining us this morning is Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Greg Doverspike. Going to talk about something that is actually becoming an issue with high school sports. Again, thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. They are sponsors of our YouTube channel coverage of our interview. And Mr. Doverspike, thank you for joining us. Well, I've been doing high school sports, since 1991. And we've seen issues as time has gone on. I have seen it at the games where, yes, fans can get into the game, but they get into the game a little bit too much, and it's leading to a referee shortage, correct?
Yeah, you know, Brian, you know, thanks for giving me the opportunity or the chance to talk about this. You know, I'm fortunate or unfortunate, depending upon your perception, to be involved with the WA. So I get to hear quite often about the referee shortage that we're facing, quite frankly, in all sports. You know, and it's getting pretty serious, to the fact that, you know, it's going to start impacting some things quite, you know, there's a possibility quite drastically. We're having more referees leave the game than we have are coming in. And when you ask the referees why they're leaving, a lot of it has to do with just the treatment they're getting from the fans. You know, I heard a report recently from referees of why they're leaving. And it's quite frankly, it's alarming that the number of them that just quite frankly don't feel safe while reffing or while leaving. And that's alarming. And it's not just all high school sports. We're talking fourth, fifth, sixth grade, you know, where referees cut their teeth, you know, kind of where you put on that striped uniform the first time and you want to cut your teeth, learn how to do it. And you're getting verbally abused by some parents and or fans and coaches. And you're like, why do I want to do this anymore? And then you never work your way up the ranks to get to that varsity level. And so it, you know, the research, the study shows that not a lot of referees they license themselves year one, and the retention to year two is not very good because they don't want to take the abuse. And the concern I have, quite frankly, as an administrator, as a lover of sports like you are, I mean, I've been involved in sports my whole life, is that, you know, I mean, I think you ask people, what's the purpose of a game, whether it be a football, volleyball, wrestling match, basketball, whatever, what's the purpose? And people want to talk about winning and all these other things, which may all be accurate. But really, the purpose of it is it's giving kids an opportunity to compete, to participate, and a wonderful opportunity to learn skills, you know, do all those great things. But one of the essential features to allow that event to happen is you need to have people there wearing striped uniforms to ref. And the way things are going right now, we're running short of those striped people. And the fear I have is it's going to take away chances from our kids to be able to do the things like compete and play and participate. And you're going to see more and more things happen where you're going to have to see things like football games get moved to a Saturday morning because you're going to have a reffing crew ref a Friday night, a Saturday morning, and maybe a Thursday night. You're going to have a basketball crew ref a 4:30 game on a Thursday and then an 8 o'clock game on a Thursday night and switch schools. They're going to have to ref the girls varsity game at 6 and the boys varsity game at 7:45 or vice versa, whichever. I mean, that's all stuff that's happening already and is going to happen, is going to start happening more as the shortage gets to other areas of the state. And that concerns me. And so I think the best thing that you know, we just as adults need to think ourselves, you know, these are kids, they're out there having fun. They're having the same opportunities that, you know, we just want them to have the opportunity. These guys and gals reffing, this isn't their full-time job. They're, you know, factory workers, you know, cops, firefighters, you know, business people, you know, whatever, teachers, coach, you know, whatever. They're just normal people. And they're just basically providing a service. Because
they're doing it for the love of the game and the kids.
They love the sport. They want to stay involved in the sport. And this is their way to give back to a sport they love by reffing. It's kind of getting to the point where they're saying, do I want to continue to get back to the sport I love if this is what I'm going to get? And that worries me. And I think as adults, we need to model good behavior and think about that this isn't the end all be all. You know, we don't have a tremendous amount of professional athletes coming from Northwest Wisconsin that are going to make a living playing athletics at the highest levels or even getting college scholarships. So we need to keep this in perspective.
And I think, Greg, you would agree that, this also has to extend to not only the referees, but the people at the score table, the coaches, the teachers that are there doing, you know, running, helping to run and organize the game in the building. Because without any of those people, nothing, none of this happens.
Yeah. You know, I mean, a lot of people that work these events, you don't really, you know, do we pay people to supervise, run the clock, run the book? Yeah, we do. Take tickets. Yeah, we do. But they don't make a lot of money. Most of them are doing it just because they want to be there for the kids. They want to be visible. They like the sport. It's similar to refereeing. They like the sport. They like to be around the kids. It's their way of getting back. It's their way of watching the game, you know, being a part of it. You know, they're there for a lot of the same reasons everybody else is. They just like the game. They like being around the kids. They like supporting the kids. You know, I mean,
and I think, Greg, I can't speak for the kids today, but I can for myself. You know, if my dad would have started to have this type of bad behavior and everybody seeing him doing that and hearing him saying some of the things that I've even heard said during games, as a player, I would just shrink. I would shrink right up and be very embarrassed. And I know even with my daughter Brianna, when she played on the C team for basketball, I, you know, when I would go be able to watch before the varsity game and I had to go on air, you know, I'd always kind of watch from a distance and not be, didn't want to get too into it, even though there was a part of me that really wanted to, but because I knew that if she heard me, that'd almost make her fold in, especially if I was having bad behavior.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know, kids like you to be there. They like you to encourage them. You know, I mean, it's the same thing I talk about with our students all the time. You know, we cheer for our fans. We don't cheer against the other team. We cheer for our team. We don't cheer against somebody else.
And again, all of the things that sports provides, the camaraderie, the hard work, and the life lessons, sometimes all the calls don't go your way and sometimes you lose, but that's okay. And that's what we need to kind of remember.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I've learned a tremendous amount from sports. I learned a tremendous amount while playing. I learned a tremendous amount while coaching. A lot of those skills I carry with me to this day, and I utilize in my current job just because it's about working with people. It's about managing people. But, you know, it's about keeping everything in perspective. It's about doing it the right way. It's about modeling the behavior that you want. And it's keeping a perspective. And the bottom line is I just want kids to have these opportunities long after I'm gone, long after I retire. And I'm just worried at the current pace that it's a combination of we're not going to have the referees. And like you said, we may not have the coaches. And then what? You know, then what's going to happen?
Those of you, so for those that are watching and listening, if they want to step up and be a ref, how can they do that?
They have an interest in reffing. By all means, reach out to Mr. Trudeau, the athletic director, or go to the WA website. There's information there. You can sign up, get your information, and we will get you in contact with officials associations or whoever that can help you kind of get involved. We're always looking for officials. We always have plenty of people that we know that will be willing to mentor you and kind of get you involved. We have definitely youth opportunities here that we can get you kind of get your teeth cut. You know, we're always looking for lower level officials. We'll never put you in a situation. We'll pair you with people who know what they're doing to kind of let you learn the ropes. You know, there's always a need for many, baseball, softball, volleyball, basketball. I mean, those football, those are all sports that definitely we need. Wrestling, wrestling people out there. There's plenty of wrestling. Wrestling officials are going by the wayside left and right. We need those people. So, I mean, there's opportunities. You can make not great money, but a little bit of money doing it and give back to the sport and have some fun and meet some great people.
So again, just reach out to Mr. Trudeau on that. That is Durand Arkansas School Superintendent Greg Doverspike. You're listening to WRDN.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the spicy deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, is this line secure?
Franco cybersecurity firm secured a contract, and that's all we're allowed to say.
We have a green light on hiring.
He needs web security professionals with a military background.
3 teams of 4, 24-hour rotations, but Protocol Zulu is on a need-to-know basis.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow.
baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand, I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Pepin Alma Eagles, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
was always hotter than the grease. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw. Every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckons. It's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Thomas Rhett, Morgan Whalen, and Mama's House, and 9:33. Coming up tonight, we'll have Durand, Arkansas girls basketball, the Lady Panthers taking on Boyceville. The Advent Health Panther preview will be at 7, tip-off at 7:15. Today in history, 1870, the donkey was first used to symbolize the Democratic Party. 1943, the Pentagon completed in Arlington, Virginia. 1953, President Harry Truman becomes the first U.S. president to use radio and television to say farewell as he left office. 1955, the first solar-heated radiation-cooled home was built by Raymond Bliss in Tucson, Arizona. 1955, wow. 1973, President Nixon orders an end to all military attacks against North Vietnam following progress in the Paris peace talks. In 2007, two aides to former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein were executed for their role in killing of 148 people during a government crackdown on Shiite Muslims in the 1980s. 2009, in what was quickly dubbed the Miracle on the Hudson, the pilot of U.S. Airways Flights 1549 crash-landed the plane into the freezing waters of the Hudson River after the plane sustained major engine failure shortly after taking off from New York's LaGuardia Airport. Captain Sully, an Air Force veteran, was hailed as the hero for putting the jet down at 165 miles an hour, and all aboard survived. And in 2018, pharmacy giant CVS said it would ban retouched photos in its store brand makeup marketing and promotional displays. That's what happened on this date in history. Markets closed today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday.
Looking to upgrade the home appliances? Alcivia Co-op Heating and Cooling features gas and electric ranges, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers from General Electric and Speed Queen. If you need an appliance repair, Alcivia Co-op Heating and Cooling can service all major appliances. Call Elsevia Co-op and ask for Jody Feedy. She'll help you with all of your home appliance needs. Elsevia Co-op, your GE and Speed Queen appliance dealer, Durand.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Forecast for today, wind chill advisory continues. Partly sunny, highs near 1 below. West winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, lows near 5 below. For Tuesday, partly sunny, highs near 3 above. Wednesday, partly sunny, we'll have highs near 10 above. Currently across the region, we have sunshine. Nelson at 10 below. Mondovi also at 10 below. Plum City, Ogallie, and Wabasha at 9 below. Pepin, 7 below. Lake City at 6 below. Here at WRDN, we have that sunshine 6 below with Winona, and I saw the light. It's 9:36.
Two. say somebody been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had the answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
We'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Up an alibi, but every light in the house is on, everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Hell that I raised, but no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye.
says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Couple drinks and say how you been. I've been wondering if maybe you've been thinking about me. And somewhere in the conversation, an old familiar invitation always arrives. And I may hate myself in the morning, I'm gonna love you tonight. Everyone's known someone that they just can't help but want. And even though we just can't make it work out well, the want to lingers on. So once again we wind up in each other's arms, pretending that it's right. And I may hate myself in the morning, but I'm gonna love you tonight. I know it's wrong, but it
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Leanne Womack, I May Hate Myself in the Morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. This reminder, the Durand Improvement Group holding a small business workshop with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. This will be on January 25th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and that will be at Club 10. And for more information, just visit the Durand Improvement Group's Facebook page for more information on that. Well, a Tennessee man became the oldest person to paddle the length of the Mississippi River. Dale Sanders departed from Lake Itasca, Minnesota on his 87th birthday and arrived in Luling, Louisiana 87 days later. Yeah, he came right past us through Lake Pepin and the whole bit. And Sanders, who traveled the river in a 15-foot, 6-inch canoe, first paddled the length of the Mississippi at the age of 80 in the summer of 2015. But he wanted to try to break the record, and he thought, you know, I've done this before. It is kind of a nice trip. Why not? I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, it's 2024 and time to get a new vehicle for the new year. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know where 2023 went, but 2024 is here, and now is the time to get yourself a nice new or used vehicle to go on vacation, to go to grandma's house. So we've got a great selection of new cars. We've got new Broncos in stock. We've got new pickups in stock, and we've got a great selection of used cars, factory program cars. We've got Edges, Explorers in stock. So come and see us, folks. Tom Heffernan. Tom Heffernan Ford in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head, I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars, oh, they own prison bars like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther, I'm surrounded by water, and I'm not going back again. I got
got my toes in the water, ass in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios en va con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. Days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands. Her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa. When I throw pesos their way. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and vaya con Dios. Drive up by the lake and put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in the world, a PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Zach Brown, Toes, 9:58. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thank you to Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Greg Doverspike for joining us this morning. Our interview with Superintendent Doverspike on the referee shortage, that's now available on our YouTube channel at Durand Broadcasting, WRDN. A happy National Bagel Day. Bagels were introduced by Polish immigrants in the United States and throughout New York City and the surrounding boroughs. They grew a thriving business. Well, in 1907, they created the International Bagels Bakers Union. Now, until the 1960s, bakeries made bagels by hand. Then Daniel Thompson invented the bagel maker, and along came a heated debate, man versus machine. A question, of course, what's the better bagel? Or what's the better bagel? Was it handcrafted or manufactured? Of course, they've become much more popular since the invention of the bagel maker. So, you know, have yourself a heaping output of bagels today. Extra butter on them, please, on this National Bagel Day. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas Girls High School Basketball tonight. The Panthers taking on Boyceville. The Advent Health Panther preview will be at 7. Tip off at 7:15 tonight on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo WR.